Thanks for downloading this Joy 94.9 podcast. This is Pop Quiz on Joy.
It's got a long tail.
Like a donkey.
Get ready to match the stars.
Our first contestant tonight.
Hold, recent studio audience. Look at these exciting prizes. Brand new show, Tired Old Compy.
Thank you, thank you. Hello and welcome to Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. We're still in various stages of ever-changing lockdown at Joy, so we're coming to you from our quarantine pods all across Australia. Joy is, of course, Australia's LGBTIQA plus radio station, and you've landed here on episode 37 of Pop Quiz. It's our weekly quiz show covering news, popular culture, and some pretty obscure stuff. I'm your host, Dee Mason, and I'm broadcasting from the beautiful Inner North home office of Studio Mason, but sat some 12 kilometres away in a sunny northwestern suburban warehouse home office and cradling a massive silver dong is Joy 94.9's number one bell ringer and Pop Quiz official adjudicator, delighted with the pronouns she and her, and a recent recipient of a Queen's birthday honour for services to lesbianism. It's Dame Gay Gayley Davidson. What a dame. You ain't nothing like a dame. How are you, Gail?
I'm good, thank you, Dee.
Question without notice, how cold is it?
Ah, oh, it's very effing cold, isn't it?
Well, are you regretting the warehouse lifestyle or is it
No, well? Not at all. Not I'm at just all. Sitting on a heater and hoping for the best.
the Gail Davidson story.
Yeah.
Gail, as you know, the tried and true formula of Pop Quiz is to pit human personality from the real and actual world against a Joylebrity for the chance to win quite unimpressive prizes from the Pop Quiz gift shop. But tonight, I note, we've gone above and beyond by selecting not one but two actual living human comedians, one of whom also ticks the Joyster box. So, Gail, tell us, who's our first celebrity comic cab off the rank tonight?
Our first quarantestant wanted to be a TV weatherman when he grew up, but he's now stuck with being a successful Brisbane-based stand-up comedian. He's performed all over the country on his own and also as part of the hugely popular Aboriginal show. He lists his interests as karaoke, crosswords and watching the footy. There's a rumour going around town that he loves quiz shows so much that he calls up radio stations and pretends to be other people so they let him play. When COVID hit, he was performing at Adelaide Fringe and preparing for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. He now spends his days wasting his considerable talent on video games and counting down the days until the footy's back on. And when he says footy, we suspect he means rugby league, but still, he's a guest, so we won't hold that against him. Hailing all the way from south of Brisbane, he is a Mananjali Bunadong man and an ally of the LGBTQA plus community. You loved him in Aboriginal and you're going to love him in Pop Quarantiers. Follow every rainbow, forward every stream, because it's Matt Ford.
Matty Ford.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's such a typical question, but tell me, Matt, what is the weather like in Brisbane today? We are a little bit jelly beans already.
Oh, God. I got up extra early for this because I was still under the impression that we had daylight savings time.
Oh.
and even though it's been over an hour, I haven't been outside, but considering it's Brisbane, I'm going to guess that it's sunny and beautiful.
Yeah. Have a stab.
Matt should be doing the tourism ads for Brisbane when it rolls open again. Considering that it's Brisbane, yes. I'm going to go ahead and guess that it's great.
I haven't been out there, but I'm pretty sure it's great.
That's right. That's all you need to know. Gail, taking on Matt tonight, is a relatively new but hugely welcome face at Joy. She's taken quite the circuitous route to get here, born in New Delhi, raised in Bangkok, and spending much time living and working in New York and Los Angeles before stealing one of our ladies and moving to Melbourne for love last year. Oh, and she's also a very handy comic in her own right. Her debut stand-up solo show, How Gay Am I?, was at the Melbourne Fringe in 2019 and Midsummer's Festival earlier this year. But since lockdown, she's been annoying the crap out of her girlfriend, who she hopes won't dump her because she spent all her savings on Ishka. And Gail, I think that paints a very vivid picture. When she was a kid, she wanted to be an astronaut doctor and marry a man. But those dreams happily cancel each other out, and, well, here we are. She reckons if you have any spare coin and you would like to help out, you should go to paytherent.net.au because it seems as a country we're quite in arrears. She can work with the pronouns she and her or they and them and will play on teams L, Q or G as required. Here if you need. Will everybody please stop asking why she's an Indian Thai with an American accent? She's absolutely sick of it. It's Joy's own Sunanda.
Woo-hoo! Hey, what's going on? Thanks so much for having me, guys.
Hey, Sunanda, when are we going to get you on air at Joy? Question without notice. Soon.
Whenever I'm allowed out of my house again.
Yeah, let's get you on. Sunanda, do you care to elaborate on how you very nearly married your own first cousin in Thailand?
Oh, Lord. Yes. So, of course, you know, for Punjabi families, which my family is one of the most important things is to marry someone from a good family. And what better family than your own family? Really is how my mom saw it. So I narrowly escaped that by coming out.
Yeah.
And none of my other cousins are lesbians. So yay for me. Found me an Australian.
The only reason I became
a
lesbian.
Unrelated Australian.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Hey, Matt.
Yes.
You performed a gig in Warwick, Queensland last year. What happened?
Yes. It was, I did this gig and it was already a tough ask. It was going to be on the back of a truck out in a field out in Warwick. But anyway, I drove out there and it just so happened to be the day that all those bushfires started. And so I was on stage when they decided to tell everybody to go home and and get their house ready for a fire. So and before I went on stage, I said, don't mention the fire after telling everybody to go home and prepare for it. So I was just standing on stage performing to nobody while a fire was on its way.
And you don't have a type 5 on preparing your house for fires, obviously.
No, I think the only joke I had was about magpies.
Okay.
I think that was it.
Okay, Gay Gailey, you are the official Joy 94.9 Pop Quiz adjudicator in isolation. For the love of God, how's all this going to work?
It'll go like a bought one D. There are four rounds. We'll explain it all as we go along. Each round will start and end with this sound. You can buzz in at any time. If your answer is incorrect, your opponent will hear the rest of the question and have the chance to steal a point. The winner goes home with our prize du jour.
Prize du jour, Gail. That sounds like a good time to prize open the doors of the Pop Quiz gift shop. Tell us, what's our lucky winner going home with tonight?
See, we really had to fossick around the gift shop to find tonight's gift. It is one of the first things we took on as a prize and have been possibly put off by the fact we lost part of it early on, but we are in a pandemic, so normal rules do not apply. This is a non-functional piece of decorative art, pretending to be a teapot. The handle and spout are modelled after a tree, whilst the bowl is supposed to look like a ripe orange. None of these things are as artful as they could be, and let's not forget it's missing the lid. You didn't even know you wanted this, and now you have to compete for it. 2020, am I right?
Right? Gail, that
looks
amazing.
If you can smoke out of it.
It's a bong.
I love it.
Sunandra's going straight for
bong. Oh, done. Yeah. I'm getting it. You're going down.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, contestants, it is time to test your buzzers. But if radio, producing radio in quarantine has taught us anything, it's that homemade buzzers didn't work. So we'll be going with the old hands up when you know the answer method, and then Gail will call your name. Gailey, it's time to get your dong out and ding it super hard because it's time for round one.
Round one is news of the week or thereabouts. Buzz in and win 1 point for each correct answer. You have 3 minutes to answer as many questions as you can. Better put 5 cents in the meter because your time starts
now. In the wake of the murder of George Floyd, the mayor of Minneapolis has pledged to defund what?
Sunanda.
The police.
Correct.
Of Minneapolis. Okay.
Unbelievably, which Liberal politician received Queen's birthday honours in part for service?
Matt.
Tony Abbott.
Yeah, asshole.
A surfer in New South Wales was killed by what this week?
Matt.
A shark down at Kingscliff.
Yeah,
too much information,
yeah,
Matt.
Correct.
MP Matthias Cormann said it was incredibly selfish for people to attend which protests in Australia last week?
Sunanda.
Black Lives Matter.
Correct.
Why has Little Britain been removed from Netflix and other streaming services? Little Britain.
Matt?
I assume it's for the blackface.
Yes. Yeah. You assume correctly. You
assume. German police have announced the prime suspect in the disappearance of which five-year-old girl who disappeared in Portugal? Matt?
Madeleine McCann.
Correct. Sorry.
New Zealand PM Jacinda Ardern has announced a free what for all schoolgirls?
Sananda. Looking confident.
Sanitary stuff?
Yes, it is sanitary stuff.
Sanitary
correct.
Stuff? The Brazilian government is being criticised as it has stopped releasing total numbers of deaths from what?
Sananda?
Coronavirus.
Correct.
Trump doubled down on being a douche last week when he had a photo op in front of a church holding what?
Sananda?
An upside down Bible?
Was it upside down?
I believe. I saw memes.
I believe.
But never trust memes.
That's what he said.
No.
Former US Secretary of State Colin Powell, a Republican, has endorsed who for the presidential race? Colin Powell has endorsed who for the presidential race?
Sananda?
Joe Biden?
Correct.
New South Wales police have been condemned for spraying Black Lives Matter protesters with what?
Sananda?
Mace spray?
Yes, pepper spray. I think that's the same.
Which country has been the first to declare itself COVID-19 free?
New Zealand.
So, Maddie's...
I'm sorry.
I went too early. It is correct, right. though.
Final question. Which English royal is celebrating his 99th birthday?
Matt.
Oh my God, I can't remember his name. He looks
Come on,
like...
you're a royalist,
then do
clearly.
Then do a good
yeah,
impersonation.
Yeah, I know. He's the guy. He looks like the orc from Lord of the Rings. Prince...
Yeah, that's right.
Philip.
Yeah. Yes. I would have taken it on that description alone, but yes, it is Prince Philip.
Matt Ford is such a royalist. Gailey, how are the scores looking at the end of round one? Gail will show you now her tally board. In the real world, we have a scorekeeper.
Very tight.
Ooh, no, it's not.
Matt's on 6.
Matt.
Sananda is just ahead on 7.
Oh, great. Hey, Gail, let's push on with round two.
Round two is our culture segment, and given we have two bona fide comedians on the show, this round is a game we call... Step White Up, where we celebrate comedians of all colours except white. Nobody say Bill Cosby when your time starts.
Now, who played Donna Meagle on Parks and Rec and suggests that you treat yourself?
I'm out.
I know her face.
Oh, we
but
all know her face, mate.
Is it Amy Poehler?
No.
Because she white,
she's
mate.
She's not a woman of colour.
Oh, sorry.
Other than that. It's Retta.
Which Pakistani-American comic wrote and starred in The Big Sick, a movie about how he met his wife?
Sananda.
Kumail Nanjiani.
Correct.
The name of what Comedy Central show is the surnames of two comedians, one who played an anger translator for Obama, and the other directs horror
Sananda.
Movies.
Kim Peel.
Correct.
Love them. It was hard to believe that behind the character of Troy from Community was hiding which childish Gambino?
Matt.
Donald Glover.
Correct.
Which First Nations woman played a vagina in the ABC TV show Kiki and Kitty? Kiki and Kitty. She played a what vagina?
Matt.
Well, it's one of two people.
We'll say them
it's
both.
The taller one.
Two people I know and love. I can't figure out who. I'm going to go Nakia. Nakia Louie.
No, it's the other one.
It's Elaine Crombie. Which US comedian is a regular on Saturday Night Live? Live tweets Game of Thrones and was one of the 2016 Ghostbusters. Sananda.
Leslie.
Correct.
Which self-professed Gaijin wrote the book and the TV show The Family Law?
Benjamin Law.
Yep. Correct.
Which US comic has two Netflix specials whilst heavily pregnant and a leading role in 2019?
Samantha.
Ali Wong.
Love it.
Correct.
Which Indian-American comic actress has used her distinctive voice as the alleged daughter but actual sister of BoJack Horseman and is currently an unprepared astronaut on Netflix's Space Force? It's a long question.
Sananda?
Aparna Nancherla?
That is correct.
She's, I mean, she knows her Indian Americans, obviously. Which U.S.
Stalk them constantly.
Final question.
I just DM them nonstop, being like, pay attention to me.
Which U.S. stand-up comedian starred in Curb Your Enthusiasm and The New Adventures of Old Christine and is gay married to a French woman? U.S. stand-up comedian starred in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Matt.
Yeah. Is it Wanda Sykes?
It is. Yay.
Well done, Matt. Coming home strong. Gailey, have you tallied up the answers to round two?
I have, Dee.
Great. Why don't you just say
Matt's stepped ahead to 9. Sananda is still in the front at 13.
Oh. This is Popcorn Tears on Joy 94.9. I'm your host, Dee Mason, and I'm joined by Joy's chief adjudicator, Gailey Davidson. We're halfway through the battle between two comics with a bit of time on their hands. Star of Aborigilol and sometime Johnny Cash music parody writer, Mr. Matty Ford. You can catch Matt doing stuff on his Facebook page at Matt Ford Comedy and Joy 94.9's Sananda, who is chomping at the bit to get back to performing her stand-up show, How Gay Am I, Gail? It is time to introduce round three.
We're mixing it up this round with a multiple choice round. You'll each be asked your own set of questions, so unhand your hands up. When I look at the four faces in front of me, I think one thing, Boy Scouts. So we're delving into the wonderful world of the Scout movement. Win a point for each correct answer. Matt Ford has won the toss and elected to answer first. Be prepared because your time starts.
Now, questions for Matt Ford. What does dib, 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 dob, dob, dob mean? Is it A, don't tell on others and they won't tell on you? Is it B, it's an acronym for do your best, do our best, or C, nothing?
I'm going to go A.
Incorrect. It's B. It's an acronym for do your best, do our best.
No. Never knew that. The US Girl Scouts make roughly how much annually from selling cookies? Is it A, $5 million, B, $200 million, or C, $700 million? From selling US Girl Scout cookies. $5 million, $200 million, $700
million. I'll go say.
That is correct. $700 million in cookies.
Which of these was a real Boy Scout merit badge? A, fudge packing. B, poultry farming. Or C, hip-hop dancing. Fudge packing, fun to say. B, poultry farming. Or C, hip-hop dancing. Boy Scout.
I'm
going to
go A, fudge packing,
yeah,
please.
That's all we want it to be.
No, look, it could have been, I'm sure, in the Boy Scouts. but in fact, it was poultry farming. They had to kill and pluck a chicken to get merit badge.
I mean, fudge doesn't pack itself. Fudge doesn't pack itself, does it? Whose first public musical performance was at a scout camp on the Isle of Wight in 1958? Was it A, David Bowie, B, Bob Dylan, or C, Billy Idol? I'd be happy with any of those. Isle of Wight, 1958. B.
I'm gonna go B, Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan.
It was, in fact, David Bowie.
Love it.
Ah.
Question five, final question for you, Matt Ford. According to the Scouts, when lost in the woods, what is the most important thing you need? A, a compass, B, water, or C, a positive attitude?
Well, I think as much as I would love it to be a positive attitude, I swear it's got to be A.
You would think so, wouldn't you? It's actually a positive attitude.
Well.
Because, you know, the Scouts and stuff.
Yeah. And that's why they never come back out of the woods.
Oh, questions now for Sananda. Wake up, Sananda. Five questions for you. Multiple choice. Which of these facts is true? Is it A, a former scout has never been convicted of murder? B, 11 of the 12 Americans that have walked on the moon were Boy Scouts? Or C, a Boy Scout invented matches? Only one of these facts is true.
B, 11 of the 12 astronauts who have walked on the moon were Boy Scouts.
That is correct.
Wow.
They you know your Boy Scouts, my friend.
They seem the type.
Yeah, they should put that on the brochure. That's fantastic. Yeah. Question two, who was the Girl Guides movement created by? Was it A, Agnes Baden-Powell, sister of Robert Baden-Powell, B, Queen Elizabeth II, or C, Amelia Earhart?
I was a Girl Scout, so I should know this, but I'm going to go with Queen Elizabeth II.
That was a bait question because it's actually Agnes Baden-Powell. I was also a Girl Scout.
So as I did, you know.
I failed.
Oh, at Girl Scouts or at that question?
Everything. Okay. Currently failing now.
All of the above.
Question three. Which of these was a real merit badge? Are we talking in the Girl Scouts, Gail?
Boy Scouts.
Boy Scouts. A, spying with the CIA. B, drug testing with the ATF. Or C, fingerprinting with the FBI. A real merit badge.
Well, when you started saying finger there, I thought it wasn't going to be printing after. Mm-hmm. But let's say A, spying with the CIA, because they're all snitches.
They are little snitching bitches, but it's fingerprinting with the FBI.
I was it was started by
J.
Edgar Hoover, and they actually got them to go around fingerprint everyone and then give it to the FBI, so it's part of their database.
And then the FBI said,
"Oh, that is now that, that is insidious.
Now that we've already got the prints, let's put them on the moon. Easy. Job done."
That's right.
As well as the motto, "Be prepared," Baden-Powell mentions another motto. Is it A, born ready, B, tomorrow is another day, or C, never say die till you're dead?
I'm just going to go with tomorrow's another day because I love thinking that these are just tired old men posing as little children.
It's along that line. It is, in fact, C, never say die till you're dead.
But you can't say die when you're dead.
Which actually makes zero sense.
Yeah.
Also, be prepared is based on Baden-Powell's initials.
Initials, yeah, right. Oh. Born ready is
never
the
say die until you're dead. Sounds like they're on speed heads.
Yeah. Born ready is the US Coast Guard motto.
Born ready. Final question for you, Sananda. Which group is still not permitted to be part of the Boy Scouts? Is it A, girls, B, gays, or C, atheists?
Gays. Aren't they the same thing? Just kidding.
It's
there could be religious gays. Gays. Gays is my ass.
Gays.
Okay,
gays.
Stop saying gays because it's wrong. It's atheists.
Damn.
It used to be all of them. Girls, gays, and the godless.
Really?
But now it's just the godless.
All right.
I mean, why not all three? Thanks, Gail. How are the scores looking at the end of round three?
I wasn't going to mention it, Dee, but they've both added 1 point to their tally, bringing Matt to 10 and Sananda to 14.
Gail, that's fantastic. Why don't we push on with round four?
Let's do it. Round four this week, we are delving into the freaky phenomenon called the Mandela Effect, where the bulk of people incorrectly remember facts. These are true or false questions, so you literally have half a chance. Win a point for each correct answer. You say Mandela, I say Mandela, when your time starts.
Now, does the Wicked Queen say, mirror, mirror, on the wall, in Snow White? Mirror, mirror, on the wall. Does she say it?
True.
Matt, false.
True.
No, it's not. Stop. Persisting. It's magic mirror on the wall.
I've always said mirror, mirror, but it's magic mirror.
I know.
Is there a hyphen in Kit Kat?
Sananda.
No.
No hyphen, but there's an internet storm discussing whether there ever has been.
Just go buy one.
Does Rhett Butler say, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn, in Gone with the Wind?
Sananda.
Yes.
Yes. See? We're gaslighting you here. Yes, of course he does.
In the original Star Wars, did C-3PO have one silver leg or was he all gold?
I'm going to go say false.
You're saying he's all gold?
Yes.
No, he in fact had one silver leg. And I had to search a lot of images to prove to myself that that was true.
I don't know where you get the time, A, and two, I don't recall that. Does Daffy Duck have a white ring around his neck or is he all black?
Sananda.
He has a white ring around his neck?
He does, and nobody cares.
In the iconic scene in Risky Business where Tom Cruise slides in the doorway singing old-time rock and roll, is he wearing sunglasses?
Sananda.
Yes.
No, he's wearing shirts, socks, and tidy whities, and no sunglasses.
But when every dick goes to a fancy dress party, they always have the sunglasses on when they're wearing that outfit.
Yeah.
Is the word Vegemite on the Vegemite logo red?
False. It's white.
That's correct.
Well done. He knows that logo. Does Darth Vader say, "Luke, I am your father," in the Star Wars movie?
Matt.
What does he say, Matt?
No. No, I am your father.
Well, that's correct. Okay, well nerd. Done.
Is there a hyphen in Coca-Cola? Matt, looking around the room for a Coke can.
Yes.
Yes. It's the real thing.
Two more questions.
I know so much about hyphens.
Does Forrest Gump actually say, "Life is like a box of chocolates"? Life is like a box of chocolates.
Sananda.
Yes. You never know what you're going to get.
He says life was like a box of chocolates.
Dear, I hope that wasn't the end of you. Final question. Does the Monopoly man wear a monocle? Yes or no? Does the Monopoly...
Matt.
Yes.
He does not.
What?
Minds have been blown.
Wow, that's a good round, Gail.
Did he just pick up a random piece of glass off the street? I swear.
No. I know we can all picture it. And it's probably been drawn that way, but he's never had a monocle.
That brings us to the end of round four. This is nail-biting stuff, Gail, but while you're telling up the final scores, we've got time for some announcements from these guys.
Hi, my name is Georgie from Who Gave Me Genital Warts, and you're listening to Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9.
Welcome back. This is Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. We're at the pointy end of the show. Are we in a position, Gail, legally, to anoint a winner, or am I required to break the seal on the tiebreaker question again?
Yeah, I've looked at the big tally board and we do have a winner. Matt was consistent and got through with 12 points, but the thing that might be a bong is going to Sananda on 17 points.
And you know what that says to
Mama's
me?
Smoking tonight.
That... Well, maybe not tonight because we're not paying. We're not currying it, mate.
I'll be drinking tonight.
Brilliant. That's all we have time for. Big congratulations to our contestants. Thanks to Maddie Ford from all the way up there in Brisbaneland. Keep an eye out for the return of Aboriginal once COVID allows. And to Sananda. No doubt we'll be hearing more from her on the Joy Airwaves soon. And I'm really looking forward to catching How Gay Am I at the 2021 Comedy Festival. Shout out to Dame Gay Gaily Davidson, the official Pop Quiz adjudicator, to our long-suffering podcaster, the very silent James Holt. I've been Dee Mason. Please don't be an asshole. If you can help it. Be kind to other people and we'll see you here next week. Same pop time, same pop station. Here on Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to Pop Quiz, the podcast on Joy 94.9. You can catch us every Thursday night, 6:30 on Joy 94.9.